The Sonoma Coast has benefited from a consensus to protect the coast. So it hasn't been me. I'm just Paul Revere sometimes, but it's really millions of people, bipartisan effort at all levels of government. Our economy is based on a clean coast, coastal dependent tourism, commercial fishing, everything that we value that supports our community is threatened by offshore drilling. So it's kind of been a no-brainer. And what we've always sought was permanent protection in the form of the only tool that's really available to give us permanent protection, which is a National Marine Sanctuary. So in 1982, we were fortunate to gain the Farallon Islands National Marine Sanctuary, which comes up as far as Bodega Bay. And fast forward to 2015, after an 18-year effort by former Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, we were able to extend that protection from Bodega Head up to Point Arena. And when Donald Trump was elected president, one of the very first things he did in early 2018 was announced his America First energy policy. And one component of that is to be a, quote, review, unquote, of all four of California's National Marine Sanctuaries, or parts of them that were created in particular by Obama during a certain time window. And the Greater Farallon's expansion from Bodega Bay to Point Arena fell within that time window, so it is being reviewed by the Secretary of Commerce. The good news is David Bernhardt, the new Secretary of Interior, has his first act in office, withdrew his five-year leasing plan for offshore drilling nationwide, because he said he did become, the word he used was discombobulated.
That potential discombobulation resulted from a federal court ruling that stopped drilling in parts of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans. This has put the California plans on hold. What followed immediately, though, was the opening of 1 million acres in California to fracking, followed by plans announced last week to open another 700,000 plus acres along the central California coast, also to fracking.
The oil industry is running this entire government right now, so they pretty much take what they want. The fact that they took 1 million acres onshore in California the day they said they were going to back off the coast is a little bit more than a coincidence. I think that trade-off was made with the puppeteers behind this administration to give them something in exchange for taking away the coast. That's scary because it simply means that they're still on track to do as much damage as they can during this administration, however long it lasts. And when you see globally the younger generation standing up and saying you have to do something about climate change, we are so out of step with the rest of the world that it's almost unbelievable. And we are acting as a nation at the very highest level in the administration, contrary to the survival of the human race, and certainly contrary to the interests of the next generation.